and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again, or do we need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourself are our letter of recommendation, written on your heart to be known and read by all men. And you show that you are a letter from Christ, written by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tables of stone, but on tablets of the human heart. This is our text. In France, Italy, there stand the famous bronze gate of the baptistry, which was passed by Gibraltar around the year 1400. And about a year later, about a century later, rather, Michelangelo declared that these were worthy to be the gates of heaven and the gates of paradise. Now, originally, these bronze gates were covered with beautiful enamel work and the finest gilding. But in the course of time and with the passage of sun and rain and damp and humidity, this enamel work and this gilding began to crumble and to flake off. And finding those gates stood there in their original solid magnificence, bronze. And that's often exactly what happens to you and to me in the sight of our fellow men. The facade that we put on, that we want people to think we are when we come around them, crumbles before the sun and rain and weather of close observation. And we stand before them as we actually are. And this is the very topic and the very matter that St. Paul is talking to the Corinthian congregation about, the importance of what we are. We are the epistles of Christ. You're all familiar with the situation at Corinth. Corinth had been established by St. Paul around the year 50. How he had worked there for a year or so, then left, went down to Jerusalem and finally to Antioch. He spent the winter, and then in the spring of 52 began the third missionary journey, where he went up to Ephesus, spending some 3 years there, and during this time, he received a delegation from his congregation at Paul, asking him certain questions, presenting him with certain problems, and Paul answered these in the letter that we know as 1 Corinthians. And then, around May of 55, Paul left Ephesus. And after he had left, he heard news from the congregation at Paris. There were slanderers arising. There were men coming in who were tearing down St. Paul's reputation, saying he was not really an apostle. So one did not need to listen to him because he did not have the authentication. He was not a real, honest apostle as all the rest of the apostles had been. And Paul then came Titus back to Corinth to straighten out the problem. And Titus returned to the word that the slanderers had been stopped, the problems had been settled, and now things had calmed down. And Paul writes this second letter to the Corinthians. And on this point of his apostleship and his limitation of his apostleship, he says, why in the world did you ever doubt what I said? Because I don't need a letter of recommendation from you or to you or from anybody else. Because you yourself are my letter of recommendation. Why? Because you, as a Christian, are not only my letter of recommendation that I am an apostle, but also a letter from Jesus Christ to the world. You are our letters of recommendation, known and read of all men, and you show that you are a letter from Christ. And what are you telling them? He is also telling each and every one of us. So we too have been changed, have become something different. We have become not only saved, and this through no effort or worthiness on our part, but we have been changed and made sons of God, and God's publicity agent, God, if you will, his advertising agency, by God himself. And we are getting ready to celebrate this tremendous show of God's love as we begin Lent tonight. As we trace the story of our God, because he loved us, you and me, sent his own Son to bear our sins, to take away our sins and remove them from us, to live the perfect life in our place, and to guarantee for us not only spiritual health, peace, security, but an absolute never-ending eternity of the most happy, blissful, pleasant kind that man can ever imagine. And all of this while we were still at enmity with God. And this is the message we proclaim. This is the kind of a letter of recommendation we are from Christ to the world. And so Paul says, all Christians, you are in this letter known and read of all men. And we mentioned these bronze gates of the baptistry, which now stand in all their magnificent, glorious splendor because of what they are. And this is the same thing as it happens in our lives as we go through the world, because people see us for what we are and not what we want them to think we might be or see what we are trying to represent. The life of a Christian is really the only Bible that many men are ever going to read. And so it's worth our while occasionally to stop and look at ourselves and say, what am I? And as you analyze yourself, there are two ways and two paths one can follow. We can follow two. One, where we try to win friends and influence people, they are telling you nothing, where you do those things that you know people will like. You flatter them, you praise them, you inquire about their interests and their hobbies, their children, their families. Not because you're interested, but merely because you want to make a good impression. In other words, Dale Carnegie to teach you how to be a gallant liar. The other way is what St. Paul said. Romans 13. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this sentence: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And this is the way we change ourselves and become something different, by showing love. We need to check up on ourselves again, because it is very easy to become a professional Christian. And what is a professional? well trained, well organized, well disciplined, with all of the knowledge and the facts that you use to make a living and to make money. The amateur is the man who does something, as the word amateur really means, for the love of it. Amor, amara, to love. And so as we go through life, let us be professional in our training, but above all, an amateur in our actions, doing this for the love of God, and looking at ourselves to see what are we and how do I represent God. Our lives affect many more people than we think. In a little jewelry store on the street corner, there was a small clock. And one morning it stopped at 8:20. Children coming along the street would glance at that clock. And they thought they had more time. They battled and they played and they got to school late. Men came by, businessmen going to town, they looked at the clock, they stopped to chat with their fellow men and their people that they saw, and they missed their bus for their street car. And so it is in our lives. Many people see us and look at us. Are we reliable guides, or are we stopgaps? Paul says this is very, very important. First, you are the letter from Christ, known and loved of